Blog Talk Radio.
Our destiny is greatness, people. Why?
Because God did it.
Come on with it.
Talk to him.
Hey. Hey. Nick and E in the morning.
You know why they yawning, yawning.
You know why they yawning, yawning, yawning.
Talk to him.
Come on, E.
Get him out the way.
Come on.
Hey, God, where about that?
We loosen the full face.
Lathoric.
It's happening. Colossal. Our destiny is greatness.
Talk to him.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to him.
Good morning! Woo!
That's right, baby. We are back. It is Tear Up Topic Tuesday, and we are ready to go today. B! What's up with you, good brother? What's going on, E?
There's no need to fear. Your fantasy football champion is right here. How y'all feeling? I am ready to go. Hold on, we got a few technical issues. I'm fixing them. But listen here, everybody. Now, you guys know we have fun segments on Topic Tuesday. And our last segment last week was pretty good, and today we have a serious topic to discuss. So I figured maybe I wouldn't do a five things because Just Fine Out of Line was so good, and we have such a serious topic to discuss. However, I promised. So we have the five people that are smarter than Donald Trump. I had to find one for you. And we are going to do the five people, my bro, that are smarter than Donald Trump. That's what we're going to do today. We're talking about whether or not police deserve our sympathy. And I'll tell you exactly what I mean by that in a few short moments. First of all, let me just say right off the bat that obviously anyone who has been killed, especially wrongfully killed, deserves sympathy, and that's not what we're talking about today. All of our prayers and all of our thoughts and all of our pain and all of our well wishes are with the fallen police officers. Clearly, they deserve our sympathy for their sacrifice and for the tragic events of last week and this past Sunday. However, what we're talking about more primarily is the police officers that are still alive in our urban cities. Maybe even more specifically, the police officers that had to deal with the calls of an Alton Sterling and a Philando Castillo. Do they deserve our sympathy? We're not dealing with the obvious here. We're dealing with a tougher topic of do police officers who serve in urban communities deserve our sympathy. We're going to get to that in just a second, bro, but I'm ready to go. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. It's Topic Tuesday, people. You notice we ain't tearing up as much as we used to, okay? We out here giving you high-quality content on relevant topics with high-quality opinions. Now, that's obviously opinionated, too. So that's to my point. That is to my point, okay? Now I just wanted to add and let you all know how dedicated I and Eric are to the show. But more importantly, today I want to shout out myself. I'm over here at Starbucks because my Wi-Fi was roaming this morning and wasn't working. So I jumped on my bike, grabbed a laptop bag, and took a bike ride before the show so I could get y'all the emails so y'all could listen live. So you bet be listening live. That's all I got to say. I ain't saying nothing else.
yeah, this is Blog Talk Radio. We have to have Wi-Fi to hit our mailing list, and it's a lot that happens before the show.
It's a whole lot.
And yeah.
I'm wide awake. done got filed,
especially
then broke a sweat.
Oh man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you, bro.
Oh yeah, I appreciate you. Yes sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
We appreciate you. Now, USA Today has an interesting article entitled "Why People Are Voting for Donald Trump," and and it comes as a really, really timely and useful tool to me specifically. It should come as a useful tool to all of us because it answers a question that I've had for for over a year.
Yeah,
I have been wondering this. I have been beating myself up about it because I'm sitting here thinking I do not know these people. Now, like I always say, half my coworkers, I think, probably most of them are Republican. You guys know I work in Radnor Township by Villanova, and I don't even know why they're voting for Donald Trump. I mean, I just don't know. Half the Republicans don't like Donald Trump. But this article has a bunch of people who are speaking out about why they're excited to vote for Donald Trump. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I guess we'll do this really quick, bro, before we jump into our topic. What's really relevant?
What's really relevant? Come on with it here.
Well, clearly, someone has jumped into the limelight, the huge, overwhelming limelight that comes along with being the first spouse of the United States last night. Most people already knew this person. I knew her name. I didn't really know who she was, but she spoke at the RNC, Miss Melanie Trump. And
Lord Jesus.
She gave such a riveting tale of her childhood and about her growing up an immigrant and how she's such a real American. And then her husband takes the set and talks all about himself. But they walk off into the sunset to the music of We Are the Champions. Now, I may have this sequence of events kind of skewed because this is only what I've read. I did not see the RNC because, trust me, I have much better things to do. But that's what I read. And it was her introduction, like I said, to the national audience. There were also other speakers at the RNC last night, the first night of the RNC, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former Texas Governor Rick Perry, Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions. Apparently, they had a cool night. Good for them. So, bro, I don't know. Do you have any takeaways from the RNC or from Melanie Trump's introduction there?
I will give Donald Trump a high five without actually touching him and being in his presence because he has done a great job of hiding his wife, you know, just kind of holding her back so she won't ruin anything. And I don't say that to say you're all of our wives would ruin these moments. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying Melanie Trump would. She'd ruin it. That's exactly what she did. She'd ruin it. Melanie Trump's life before becoming, God forbid, the first lady is nowhere near that of a first lady that we've ever seen. I think she was like a lingerie model. Like, I feel like I've seen articles of all the things that Melanie Trump has been involved with that has no business being in the White House. Like, it's just, oh, man. I think he's done a tremendous job of taking all attention away from her, letting all the nonsense die down, and now he's just going to just put her up in front of the world and say, talk for 30 seconds, don't mess this up, you know, and we'll walk off to, don't drop that dun-dun-dun, and it'll all be good. So that's all I got, bro.
I mean, I don't have anything either. All I'm doing is just pretty much saying the facts. I don't really feel any way about it. I mean, it doesn't strike me here nor there. A lot of the buzz about it, however, is that her speech appeared choreographed. Like I said, I didn't watch the RNC because I have better things to do. And people even said that it was the same speech that Michelle Obama gave. Now, I don't think it would have been that good. But people are saying that it was completely written and completely choreographed. I mean, I wouldn't deny that it was written, but
Certainly was written. Certainly was written, and it certainly was choreographed. You think they're just gonna let her get up there? And you think they're gonna let Melanie Trump? This might happen with Michelle. Because she has the brain to do this, to get up there and say what her brain tells her to say. But you think Melanie Trump's going to get up there and say that in front of the world? You think Trump's going to let her do that? Ha! That's actually laughable. That's actually more laughable than Donald Trump's candidacy. This whole race.
Yeah.
And that says a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
This whole race has been stand-up comedy.
Yeah, it's a TV show. It's a TV show. It's a joke. That's why we've been sparing you guys, for the most part, talking about it on the show. I haven't even talked about it on my other show. I don't care to give Donald Trump any publicity that he doesn't deserve.
I've said his name more this morning than I have like in the last like 2 months. Since we ended the show last season, I decided that I was not going to speak to that man and give him jurisdiction in my brain any longer.
Yeah, right. Speaking of jurisdiction in your brain, how much jurisdiction does sense have in Donald Trump's brain? Don't forget later, we've got the five people that are smarter than Donald Trump. But as for right now, listen here. Let's calm down a bit. Let's think for a second before we get to these five things. Let's think for a second. And like I said, if like I always say, if you guys have any opinions or any reactions to our take on our topics, please be our guest. If you're up, you can shoot us a phone call. Hopefully we'll have a second to answer the phones at 516-387-1755 on air, and then at Nick and Eric on Twitter and on our Facebook fan page. In regard of the epic tragedies in Dallas and in Baton Rouge when police officers were killed, we definitely regret that anyone would feel so strongly as to eliminate the police force, especially in Baton Rouge, because Baton Rouge does not need any more division. First of all, let me say, what exactly do you want? These are now police officers, for one, would not deserve sympathy because they're well trained. They have chosen to do what they do. This is not a surprise that you're in danger every day. This is not some kind of situation that you didn't necessarily sign up for. You knew that you could be killed, and you knew that you would have to deal with tough, adrenaline-raising, high danger situations. It's all right, bro. Like the ones that they had to deal with 2 weeks ago in Louisiana and in Minnesota. And a lot of people may be saying, well, this is just a bad time, especially many black people, some that I know probably are thinking this is a bad time for you to be asking me whether police officers deserve sympathy. I mean, we deserve sympathy. Our black men deserve sympathy. But for the people who say that, let me ask you this. What message does it send to have 8 police officers in the past, what, I don't know, 8 or 9 days killed? Who do you want me to feel sorry for? I mean, these are lives that are being taken. Now, I feel just as bad about Philando Castile, obviously, maybe even worse about Philando Castile and Alton Sterling, and, I mean, let's not stop there, Eric Garner, all of them, Tamir Rice, because this is just a trend. These are not just two black men that were killed happenstance. They were victims of unconscious bias, and I feel bad about that. But you are killing the people that you want us to hate, all of you pig haters, you police haters. You're killing the people that you want me to dislike, and they're the ones right now that I do feel sorry for, because now all that Black Lives Matter stuff can go out of the window if you keep killing police officers, because Blue Lives Matter too. And the whole point of Black Lives Matter, as we know, is not to say that other lives don't matter, but it's to say that our lives matter just as much as theirs. Well, that hasn't been the case in the last 3 weeks. We're the target here. Let's not get that confused. We are the victims. However, I had to get that out of the way, and I'm gonna let Nick talk, because I did what I said I wouldn't do, and I talked about the horrific tragedies of these police officers, because that clearly deserves sympathy. But let's think on a deeper note, and I'm gonna give it to Nick, but what I want you to think about more than anything else first is that. And this is something that me and Nick talked about at length last week. There's a thing called unconscious bias. Van Jones brought it up on CNN. I'm a big fan of Van Jones, but he kind of outlined the fact that racism happens in many times for the same reason that people become a Christian, or for the same reason that many good things happen, for the same reason that people decide to go to college. It happens in many circumstances because it's what people know. It's not a decision that people have made. It's something that people have aligned themselves with subconsciously. That does not make it good. That does not make it just. That does not make it moral. That does not mask the racism, okay? However, for that reason, and maybe for that reason only, our police officers do deserve our sympathy. They do deserve much more credit than I believe a lot of African Americans are giving them. And when I say they deserve credit, I'm not just talking about the good ones. I'm talking about the ones that are misunderstood. So let's just be careful. Go ahead, bro.
You touched on a lot there, and it was all very good. I would just quickly answer the question to start that, and let me take the clause away, and let me be clear on what I'm saying. Police officers deserve our credit, our sympathy, and whatever other motion we can give them, whether they were killed, or whether the 8 or whatever the number was that has been killed over the past 7 to 9 days, whether that happened or not, these police officers deserve our safety. I mean, deserve our sympathy. They deserve whatever other positive and respectful emotion that we can give them, and the reason why is because they're human beings, okay? They're human beings who are given their day to day lives to serve, period, and to serve and protect. And they're protecting other human beings. And so if you just know yourself and you know how ratchet and reckless and stupid you can be, even just when you're drinking, let alone when you got your mind right, these are the kind of people 10 times worse, common sense. They're dealing with people 10 times worse than yourself, sometimes 100 times worse. Every single day, their lives are on the line. They could be taken away from their families in a split second. I've seen so many horrific videos of police officers who just stopped a car on the road, side of the road, because their taillight was out or because they ran a red light, doing their day-to-day job, a traffic stop, killed because this person was driving without insurance, a license, they had felonies with a gun in the car and drugs, and they were stuck in between a rock and a hard place. It was either I shoot this man, kill him, and I might get away and be able to see 30 more minutes, or I surrender now and go to jail for the rest of my life. So now the cop's got no good option. He's either taking somebody to jail for the rest of their life or he's going home. And I mean like home to see Jesus. Or he's going to kill this guy. And so now we're here and we're asking a question, a very relevant question, might I add, E, a very relevant question, because it seems in some cases that people have forgotten the importance and the magnitude in which cops serve in our communities. Now, I get, listen, and by me saying that, in no way am I giving a rebuttal to Black Lives Matter or to the marches and to the movements that we are seeing across this country. That is not what I'm doing. But what I am saying is that we need to, as the president has, we need to, as the mayor has of Baton Rouge, we need to come together and understand that we don't need to get rid of police. And as E spoke to earlier, we talked about this in great depth earlier this week or late last week. We don't need to get rid of police. That will never happen. I never want that to happen. But what I do want to happen is to get rid of the need for them. Right now, we need them. We need them more than we ever have with the killings that are going on in our communities. But if we get rid of the killings, yes, I still want them. But it will eliminate some of the need for them. Philadelphia is begging for applications for Philadelphia police officers. Well, why is that? It's because crime is so high. Don't nobody want to be a police officer because they know that their chances of seeing their children are that much less. So we got to do a better job of eliminating the need for police officers. And that doesn't mean taking police officers away, because I don't want a world with no police officers. I'd like the law to be followed, and if it isn't, somebody around to do something about it. But I would also like to be able to walk down the street in Nicetown or South Philly or West Philly in between two battlegrounds and not be worried about getting shot because my shirt and my pants are red or black or white or whatever color gangs wear. So, you know, I mean, I answered the show. I answered the question to start the response. And then I gave some different views and some opinions to follow up my response. But the answer isn't killing them. I said that at the end of the show, and obviously no one on the show is saying it is. But a lot of actions seem to be. We definitely need to have sympathy and respect and understanding and so many other words for our police officers of today.
Yeah, definitely, especially those who don't know their biases. Those of us that are African American and that are sick of what's happening as far as them killing black men, whether armed or unarmed, whether they felt danger or not. However, we're Christian. How are we supposed to feel? Are we supposed to feel the same way that everyone else feels? I don't think that's true. I think God I think God would have us feel just a little differently. I mean, I think Jesus said it himself as he was leaving the earth in physical form. You know, when he lay on the cross and he say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." I mean, I'm not going to vilify police officers who have what Van Jones called an unconscious. Remember that word, an unconscious bias. They were raised to be afraid of us. Go ahead.
I would just say at the least, because although I agree with the symptoms and this coined term, and obviously he didn't create it, so I shouldn't say that Van Jones has mentioned and delineated, but I mean the jury is still out. You know, the jury is still out.
Literally and figuratively. Yeah, you're right. Yep.
I would say at the least they have an unconscious bias. Because I'm still not sure.
Yep, I agree with you. They deserve. Yep, it's a tough line to walk. I'm just saying, as Christians, we should feel just a little differently. They're definitely in the wrong, highly in the wrong. We might finish this just on the other side of 7 o'clock. So I want to say thank you to our live listeners for listening. And if you want the end of this, then you can text me, or you can listen to the show in an hour or two, and it'll be online. I don't know. But this is what I got for you, okay? Because last night, a few people thought Trump was pretty smart. I know an overwhelming majority of people that would disagree with that. And then this article on USA Today showing why people like Donald Trump, I don't know. So I want to just give you guys a few people that I think, that I'm sure, are smarter than Donald Trump. You ready for this, bro?
I'm ready, good brother.
Number five
is coming to you live.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yo, you irking. Yo, why are you irking on this morning?
There you go. Hey, SpongeBob is up.
SpongeBob is the man, dog.
He is the man. He has all the charisma. All right, he has a good set of friends, a nice foundation around him. He gets it done every day. I mean, the man makes Krabby Patties. I don't think Donald Trump can make a Krabby Patty.
Yo, you irking, dog. You irking. I tell you what. If SpongeBob don't know how to do anything else, when the water gets in over his head, when you get in over his head, I tell you what, he make a whole lifestyle under there. He know how to live when the water in, when he in over his head, good brother.
That is right. He is a sponge. Donald Trump need to be more of a sponge and soak in some of this information around him. Number four,
he gonna give you some more
Jazz from the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yo,
that's right, Jazzy Jeff.
Jazzy Jeff out here hitting him with the lyrics on how to save the country.
That's right, Hillary Clinton needs to act like Uncle Phil and just throw Trump, just like Jazz, right out of the White House. Just, you don't belong here. Just throw him out of Washington. Oh! What does it sound Jazz make? Oh!
Oh!
Number three,
y'all better listen to the man, E.
Now, I feel like a lot of you guys saw this coming. But number three, Coley Cole. From Martin. That's right.
Hey, Cole Brown.
Hey,
if Donald Trump want to know how to get us out of all this debt, He better call Cody Cole because you know what he's going to sell him. Sell him soup and rent him spoons. And I'm going to get out of that, baby. We're going to sell him soup and we're going to rent him spoons.
Number two.
Number two, we got two more coming to you.
Hillary from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ah, that's quality.
Hillary.
I like how you did that.
Hillary. I like how I did that.
She bought proper
soup.
Yes, yes.
I think Will Smith is the scum of the earth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Here we go. Now this one, believe it or not, I'm actually serious about. I know I said I was serious about the other ones, but I lied. Donald Trump can probably outwit those people. But I'm serious here now. I'm serious here. I promise you I'm serious. Now, maybe that says something about my intelligence, but I honestly believe.
Yo, you irk.
This guy is brilliant. Here we go. Well, more brilliant than Donald Trump. Here we go. Number one. Lil Wayne. I said it. Lil Wayne.
I said it.
Young Money, Cash Money. Lil, I think he has the most underrated intelligence on the face of the planet. Lil Wayne, he's got the best punchlines ever. All right.
He's got the best punchlines. I have to give you there. I have to agree. You know, that takes wit.
Yes. I'm a huge, for those that don't know, I'm a huge Lil Wayne fan. Not as much as I love J. Cole, of course, but I love Lil Wayne. I love Lil Wayne. Especially his punchlines, greatest punchlines, I think.
Yeah, I would listen to Lil Wayne if he just had some clean lyrics, you know, if he just had I don't think he's ever released a clean version to none of his CDs or songs. That's where
right.
The problems at. We, you know what I'm talking about? I can't be out here and talk about what he's talking about, okay? Now, if he does clean it up, just give me a clean version, then I'll just go ahead and listen to this right here, okay? But I can't be out here listening to this. What he be talking about? Lord Jesus. look, Wayne, take you back to before you say. Yeah, he reminds you. If you get too high on your horse, and forget where you came from, put some Lil Wayne on. Take you right on back.
That's it. Oh,
bro,
man,
listen,
that's good.
We got big show tomorrow. Who we got tomorrow, good brother?
13 years
yes,
in
sir.
Radio, possibly longer. 13 years in
yes,
mainstream radio. If you have lived in Philadelphia for the past, I don't know what, 10 years, 13 years basically, then you
yes,
have
sir.
Heard her voice on 103.9, the Inspiration Station. She is not only one of the brightest and most amiable and most contagious and friendly spirits on the radio, especially on gospel radio, but she is just that times 10 in the lives of me and Nick. She
yes,
is
sir.
Just a great person. She is just a phenomenal person. She's a phenomenal wife. She's a phenomenal mother. She is Miss Kayla, and she will talk about joy. She will talk about having an infectious spirit. She will talk about being a veteran and having longevity in whatever it is that you do. For her, obviously, that's radio, and she will talk about everything that she has going on in her life right now, and I am so excited to talk to my girl, one of my mentors, Miss Kayla. That's who we got. I'm looking forward to it, baby. Tomorrow morning, who we got Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. Now, listen, We gave you all this content today. I mean, high quality, opinionated, factual. You can look at it how you want to look at it, but it's content. If you got all this from the show and you need something else, here it is. Just remember that my destiny, that E's destiny, that your destiny, that our destiny is greatness. Why, E? Come on, brother.
Because God did it.
Because God did it.